This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's the Ducks Have a Good Day way of cooking things up. How about we get going with my friend Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen with some good day, good news. Everybody can wrap themselves around good things. Here's the story of a drug dealer from Harlem who has joined the Ivy League, graduated from Columbia University this week. David Norman from Harlem. Jail for drugs, first time in 1968. Then jailed again in 1995. But since then, he's been off drugs. He graduated with a bachelor's degree from Columbia University this past weekend. Says he's going to write a book and continue working as a community organizer. He's too old to be president. No, maybe he's not. The last community organizer that I knew about, ended up being president. But he wasn't a drug dealer. At least I don't think he was a drug dealer. One thing is not a name. This is kind of cool, though, seriously.
Yeah, somebody no, this, rehabbing. This blew up all over online, too. Yeah, this is a great story.
Yeah, right. When you say blew up online, what does that mean? Explain that technology or explain that term, would you please, Victoria?
In my experience, it means when I went on Facebook yesterday afternoon, everyone in my feed had been sharing this story.
And really?
Everyone just felt really inspired by it and loved it, and everyone was sharing it with all my friends in my personal group. And then when I looked on Twitter, it was also trending. And so I just thought, like, wow, finally, something nice is trending.
Yeah.
Nice and inspiring. And
Do you think that that's part of what we're doing here as things change? I was looking at the numbers, the stats on who's using us, our social media, facebook.com/goodday, instagram.com/goodday show, twitter@goodday show. The numbers there have increased hugely. Is that a word? They have hugely increased. It's an adjective modifying an adverb. So that's because you're here in part, and we have Nicole, who is also helping us in the social media department. So there's a momentum going on, I guess you would say. And so these sorts of things. This is the kind of stuff that I do want to emphasize, because I think we have enough of the other garbage around. You know, just say, oh, can you imagine what happened to that airplane? Yeah, okay, so something happened to the airplane. Can you imagine Mr. Obama did this? Can you imagine Trump did that? Nah. Okay, yeah, but I want to know about these things, too. I want to pay David Norman tribute for what he did. Now, are there other things that are going on that are good? Here's the story of some homeless middle school and high school girls working their tech-savvy side thanks to a special club at their shelter in Dorchester, Massachusetts. It's called Brookview House, nonprofit group providing housing to homeless women and children. It's home to a club for teen girls called Girls Who Code. Really? Sounds like it could make a mystery. This is the latest Marvel mystery. Girls Who Code, the program, part of the National Girls Who Code organization. I never heard of this before. Have you? Girls Who Code?
I saw something about it online, but it was at a different shelter out west somewhere. Right. And there were a few girls, they were teaching how to code, do computer coding.
Yeah.
Which is, if you can code computers right now, you're a rock star. That's the number one thing that everybody needs and wants.
How so?
I think it's, well, because you can't do anything without it. I have a friend who's a computer coder, and he's in so much demand. He has a full-time job and two other freelance jobs just because people can't get enough. They need a coder.
Amazing,
they need everyone to write their software for them. And then
zeros and ones.
Yeah,
you understand even how to do that? My mind explodes when I start thinking about it. People who do that for a living
code.
That are listening, anybody give us a sort of clue as to how it really works? 888-302-3684. Don't even begin to understand how that stuff works.
Yeah, my friend John is a coder, and he's tried to explain it to me several times, and I just was like, oh, thank God you're there.
But are these girls
but
who are 14, 15, 16 years old, are they as good as somebody who's been at it for a long time, somebody in their 20s, let's say, or 30s?
Well, I mean,
I'm betting you won't find people in their 40s that are doing coding.
No, because I don't think that it, it didn't exist.
No, right.
So, you know, it's such a skill, and if you can learn it now, these girls are going to have such an advantage, and especially because there are very few women in the coding field, just like in a lot of computer sciences.
Yeah.
There are women there, of course, but this is so great to push girls into this direction at this age.
And the fact that there is a program for homeless girls at this age, this gives them something they could actually make money at, and they could help their family find a home. That's the way I kind of looked at it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this is something that, you know, computer sciences, there are a lot of people who go to college and major in computer sciences and get a bachelor in science or whatever. But this is something that, you know, my friend John was in college, and he was a theater major and didn't really know what he wanted to do, but he knew he was really good with computers and taught himself how to code. And he ended up... Yeah, he ended up graduating with a theater degree and just loved computers so much, and that's what he does now. And so people are so heavily reliant on a good coder for their business. It's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, so I'm going to follow that up with another really good story of an organization called Hoops and Homework, which is here in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. A fella named Herb Chasen had an idea, came to town meeting a couple of years ago, wanted $80,000 to seed a program that would get state grants and that sort of thing. And it was aimed at helping students from two elementary schools who lived or didn't live in areas, some of these kids are homeless, they have no parents, or they live in homes where they are foster children, and most of them are colored, of color, or Hispanic, and black Hispanic kids for the most part. There are some white kids in it, because they come from this side of town, if you will, where there are a lot of problems, a lot of drugs, I mean, police driving. I was on a ride around with a police officer not too many years ago, and he went into this project, and there's a kid on a cell phone outside, and you knew he was calling the kid that was around the corner to call the next kid that was around the corner, because there was a police officer there telling him, you know, no drug deals, police are here, that kind of stuff. And it becomes almost trite because there's so much of that stuff. And so this fellow, Herb Chasen, decided he wanted to do something about it. So he started a program called Hoops and Homework, which is aimed at giving children both learning skills and athletic skills. And it starts in the elementary school. So the town meeting seeded with a grant, I think, from the state, too. It was like $80,000. And this was 4 years ago. And today the program thrives, and it hasn't had any government, not a penny's worth of government. He's gone away from, this was the way to get it started. It was his idea to do it this way. And so when the money ran out from government sources, he decided to go raise the money on his own. And each year he's gotten at least $80,000 to $100,000 of local donations from people. He just got a grant the other day for $20,000 from a bank to keep this program going. I've supported it in a number of ways, including setting up a way for kids to learn how things grow. We put in a couple of the projects, we built boxes. So, you know, where you could raised beds, they're called by some people, depending on how you look at it. But raised beds for flowers and vegetables and things like that. I should actually post one of the pictures, because
I did
bring the stuff that they needed down to these locations, dirt, manure, and that sort of thing, so the kids could learn how things grow. It's really quite a... But the reason that we bring these things up is because they're programs that are ongoing. We have focused so much on the crud of what goes on the worst side of humanity. And if there's more of these things, perhaps in some way that you may think is Pollyanna-ish, more of that stuff would equal less of the bad stuff. You got more good stuff going on that brings people into, I mean, let's face it, the world is different than it was when I was a kid, and even maybe we could argue it's a different place than it was when you two were children.
Of course, yeah.
So even with the maybe 15 years difference, 10, 15 years difference, and in my case, you know, decades of change have brought about a different way to learn, a different way to live, and understanding that sometimes goes a long way toward helping people break some of the things that are part of the neighborhoods where they grow up, because these kids in these neighborhoods in Framingham, most of them go right into drugs, drug dealing, into, you know, petty larceny and that sort of stuff. And so this program with Hoops and Homework, I think in each location about 45 youngsters, if I'm not mistaken. And they have a program. They have athletic. It's after school, 3:30 or so. They show up and they stay there. Or they can stay there. There are two professional teachers that are paid after school. And I think they're open until 8 o'clock. And so all these kids that might otherwise be on the street doing nothing because they're, you know, too young to have a job. So and they don't have they come out of it. What I saw was they come out of it with more excitement, more interest in school, going to school, being at school, doing things at school that involve these same things. They want to get involved in athletics. They want to get involved in more school activities and learning. And so this has been a great thing for this guy, and I applaud him for it. 18 after the hour, good ideas here on Good Day.
Music is with us wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together, like the sound and feel of a Casio 88T digital piano, just $299. Listen to your favorite song on a pair of AKG K52 headphones, just $29. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings, three packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year, and they're discovering that the Sprint network is better than ever. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion, so you don't have to miss out on this amazing deal. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. That's right, 50% off. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, plus more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. Why wouldn't you switch today? We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line via reward card. Learn more about how you can save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans. Hurry into a Sprint store or visit Sprint.com today.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on and premium content subject to new line port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 3/31/2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Restrictions apply.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
Thank you. Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account, whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now. Simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today for your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase. Go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is ground control to Major Tom. You really made the grade, and the papers want to.
So you probably recognize here in our music department, 23 and change past the hour on Good Day, the voice of David Bowie.
David Bowie.
So, there's a bit of trivia maybe you knew. Back to 1968, when David Bowie was asked to contribute lyrics for a song eventually recorded by Frank Sinatra, I'll bet you can guess what the name of the song was. Most people listening, huh? David Bowie does a song for Frank Sinatra? Yep. And the song... What's this song?
Is this... Not that song.
No.
Yeah, let me play that one real fast.
All right. So, the song that Sinatra recorded, one of his most famous... Yeah. David Bowie wrote...
So I face the final curtain. My
now,
great song.
There were two versions of this song. One was written by David Bowie. The other was written by Paul Anka. And so the Bowie version was rejected in favor of Anka's. Say it again, Doug. Anka, A-N-K, not Anchor. Anka's version. Well, the lyric line.
Right.
But Bowie's version of My Way, one of the several rarities making their premiere. There's a BBC 4 documentary called The People of Pop, The People's History of Pop. It will contain a lot of versions of different songs, different artists, including versions of the Bowie standard Space Oddity. How many of you remember this? This is what a contrast, going from My Way to Space Oddity. Major Tom.
You know, David Bowie had... In a lot of ways, he had kind of an old-fashioned crooner voice.
Yes.
I mean, one of my favorite things that I've ever heard David Bowie do, and I'm a big fan of his, when he sang Little Drummer Boy with Bing Crosby, probably the best thing that I ever heard him do.
Yeah.
His voice was just so beautiful.
Yeah, it was fascinating how that... But when you consider collaboration with people like Frank Sinatra or Bill... Crosby. Crosby. Bing Crosby. You just...
Oh, there... Wow, go Kara.
Yeah. This is the summertime.
It's Christmas in May, right?
Christmas in May.
Well, my way. Bing Crosby and David Bowie. Listen to this.
Yeah. 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 Have to
This is the voice that Kara's talking about.
Can it be years from now? Perhaps we'll see.
What a beautiful, beautiful voice.
Yeah. Yeah, you find all kinds of things. All right, so also on this documentary, that isn't just a focus on David Bowie. Apparently there are other artists that are features in it, but this seems to grab everybody's attention. There will be an alternative version of his 1967 single, The Laughing Gnome, also on this BBC documentary.
I
remember
was walking
this?
Down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me, and there was a little old man in scarlet and gray chuckling away.
That's more like Donald Duck than a laughing gnome.
And he sat beside the telly with his tiny hands on his tummy, chuckling away, laughing all day.
So cool. Anyway, so this is a documentary. It'll be in England, obviously, first, then it'll make its way over here. It's sure to be on PBS, if not other outlets. The BBC documentary on, fantastic singers. I think fantastic singers who are dead.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So, yeah, that's for both Sinatra and David Bowie. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Well, I gave in.
The ultimate goal is peace. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a difference between small goals, big goals, and the ultimate goal. Small goals are stepping stones to get you to your big goals. And big goals are the path to the ultimate goal, peace. Regardless of culture, race, creed, age, or gender, we all want to feel a sense of peace. Think about it. When we're in a state of complete peace, what else do we need? No matter your predicament, peace is not out there somewhere. Peace is always right here, right inside of you. Try spending less time looking elsewhere to reach the ultimate goal, and take a shot at searching inward for it. Small goals and big goals are awesome, but nothing feels quite like reaching the ultimate goal. For insight along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Are you living with pain? So is Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with 10...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Stefan with my friends Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, with a focus on the Guantanamo Bay detainees. The Obamaites going to release 20 or so of them from Gitmo to a number of countries. This is a plan to reduce their ranks at Gitmo before the president leaves office. Didn't he promise to close Gitmo before?
Yeah, I thought. Well, I know he said that was a goal of his. He wanted to close it. But yeah. What's stopping that? Congress?
It's all politics, like everything else. Yeah. I think. Yeah. 58 detainees left there. You know how much it costs us to run in the name of political shenanigans? You got to have a tough place to go. So send them to Walpole State Prison in Massachusetts, the toughest prison, and most people think it's one of the toughest prisons in the country. A lot of stuff goes on there that nobody ever hears about. So you want to get rid of or you want to take care of these guys, send them to Walpole State. Why do we have to have all this money, especially now with the Cuban situation being what it is? The focus isn't on Gitmo, or is it? And I don't know whether there have been conversations between the leaders of Cuba and our country as part of the deal to reopen, reestablish communications and to have tourism, business in general done down there. I'm not sure. By the way, speaking of that, the biggest question has come on Cuban cigars. Now that we have this relationship with Cuba, can Cuba make enough cigars? This is the biggest industry other than the sugar industry. Number two industry is growing cigar tobacco, which is different than other kinds of tobacco. The leaves are different in some way, shape, or form. So there is a lot of tobacco planted around Cuba to make these famous Cuban cigars.
They are better. I love a cigar every once in a while. They are better. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, it's something my dad and I do every once in a while. We'll have a glass of port and smoke a cigar.
You know, I don't
inhale it into your lungs.
I was driving home yesterday, and there was a guy casually on the road at, like, 1 p.m. smoking a cigar.
Really?
It's very interesting. I've never seen someone drive and smoke a cigar at the same time.
Gross. But a friend of mine is a French journalist, and so she's been able to go to Cuba, you know, without any restrictions, and she snuck some Cubans in her suitcase for us once. And
well, you don't have
really
to do that anymore.
Better. Not
now,
anymore, but
there's
yeah.
big business here. There's one factory called El Laguito, which is, you know, you're never going to know. Whatever brands are sold, the factory itself isn't going to be the same name as the cigar. And I'm going to guess most of the cigars come out of the same place, even if they have a different brand. So there has already been a big demand, a big boom in requests because the trade embargo is over. So now attention is focused on a very... The soil in Cuba is very fertile. It's a very, very great... It's a great place to do farming. And so they're growing tobacco. Who knows what else they're growing down there, but I know tobacco is big. And so these luxury brands of cigars that not only coveted here, you made an interesting statement, Victoria, in saying you got a good glass of scotch or something and a
port,
cigar,
yeah. mm-hmm.
which is what a lot of people seem to like to do. And so we haven't been able to get these cigars legally for 50 years. You always, you know, people
yeah.
always can get them. They go to Montreal because when the embargo was on, most anything you wanted from Cuba, you could go to Montreal or Toronto and get because there was no embargo, obviously, from the Canadians. If you wanted to get to Cuba, you could get there from Montreal or from Toronto. But now, the business so far this year is up 65% from last year. They're growing 24,000 acres of cigar tobacco down there. They expect to ship 20,000 tons of cigars to America.
I bet. That's going to be huge.
And
huge
most
business
of the,
for them.
Most of the rollers are women. I don't know why that strikes me as being interesting or unusual. Most of the cigar rollers are women. And they have been doing it for a long, long time. I saw a picture of a woman on the line putting together tobacco wrappers, and she was smoking a big cigar. And smoke around them. And just kind of an interesting anecdotal side note.
So. Well, they have such a pollution, and that's not, you know, well, maybe it is part of it, I don't know. But, you know, mm-hmm. Cuba has so much that they need to work on. And
yeah.
such
infrastructure is crumbling, that's why they're doing this.
And they have people don't realize they have such a high pollution rate and such high lung cancer rates because of the pollution.
Yeah.
And most of it is because they've been driving around in these old cars, which kind of looks cool when you see B-roll of it on TV. It looks cool, but all these old American cars, they haven't been able to get American parts. So they've got all these Russian diesel parts, and it's this cloud of smog over the entire island it's really, really dangerous. They've got to clean it up. Besides their human rights issues, they've got to clean up the pollution, too.
Well, but that's not for us. It's not our business. We can sort of express ourselves. My problem with all of that is that we go into all these places expressing our, and we all might agree that the situation is horrible, but we got plenty of horrible situations in our own country. We ought to clean up rather than being judgmental about, I don't know if judgmental is the right word. I think being aware is important, and pressuring people, and you can do that in a lot of different ways, business-wise and otherwise, but at the same time, I would like to see as much effort or attention given to the same sorts of things that are going on that are wrong here.
Yeah.
Well. Maybe not instead of or in place of, but in addition to. Because
right.
The problems are the same here in many regards as they are elsewhere. Yet we tend to, with good intentions, focus on the things that are going on that are bad elsewhere when, in fact, they're here. So maybe we have a two-pronged effort to straighten out things, because we'd like things to be better everywhere. I would certainly like things to be better everywhere. That's why I do this radio program every day, because it's better than anybody else's radio program. How about that?
There you go. Put that in your pipe and smoke
yeah,
it.
Yeah, put that in your cigar and wrap it. All right, 42 at the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. A reminder about May, as we have one more week to celebrate, and I put celebrate sort of in quotation marks, National Blood Pressure Month. Perfect time for you to become aware of Neo 40 and Superbeats, two products that you need essentially every single day. And now is a great time because they're offering great deals. These are science-backed formulas. They'll support healthy blood pressure in your body, overall cardiovascular health in your body. Canister of Superbeats and a packet of Neo 40, just the ticket. Neo 40 and Superbeats, made from granulated non-GMO beets that support healthy blood pressure, great source of antioxidants. That's what beets are shown to have done. These people just figured out what the formula is, and they after they cook the beets, they grind them up into powder, and as I say, they put that in the canister, and then they crystallize the same amount of beets in the Neo 40 capsule. So, this time of the day, get up! And you stick one of these things on your tongue, it is dissolving immediately and absorbed immediately into your system. That's why it gives you that quick high, that quick jolt. It's like caffeine, but you don't need that. And you don't need the monster drinks. You just need Neo 40. Call now and order your, this is risk-free, by the way, your complete package of items from Superbeats. Neo 40 to get the day started. Then you'll take Superbeats during the afternoon, teaspoon into a glass of water. I think you got onto that program, didn't you, Victoria?
Yeah, I take it every morning. I love it. Yeah.
Yep. So it is something that will go into your body, get more blood, because it opens up your veins, your arteries, so that blood gets to your brains. You need that. Your muscles, all of the organs in your body, everything's going to function so much better. Call 800-655-4183. Does it help you to know that the doctors associated with this program also recommend Superbeats? Do what they do and suggest. For a healthy heart, healthy circulation, get your blood pressure where it needs to be. Have an amazing life using Superbeats. 800-655-4183. And I'm not overstating this, by the way. This really is an important product, and so I call you to action by dialing 800-655-4183. You take advantage of it. Very inexpensive. They'll give you an extra month worth of Superbeats when you tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. 800-655-4183. All kinds of compelling reasons to buy and use Superbeats. Give them to friends. Father's Day is coming up. Give some of it to your father for Father's Day. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Music is with us, wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together. Like the sound and feel of an Epiphone Les Paul Jr. for just $99. He keep the beat going with a Meinl Cajon drum, just $49. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings. Three packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
A recent survey from Smithfield shows 89% think grilling is a great American pastime. Since peak grilling season starts off on Memorial Day, now's your chance to put your skills to test in the first ever Smithfield Hog Wild Throwdown. Tuffy Stone, award-winning pitmaster and founder of the barbecue team Cool Smoke, says it all starts with the right ingredients.
The secret to making this your best grilling season is to make sure you're using premium cuts of fresh pork. One of my favorites is Smithfield Extra Tenderback Ribs, because they're hand-trimmed and juicy. So all I need to do is add some of my favorite rub, and they're good to go.
Stone and fellow award-winning pitmaster Mo Kaysen are asking you to grill, vote, or play for your chance to win a Ford F-150 this grilling season.
If you love barbecue like we do, we want you to submit your favorite fresh pork grilling recipe using tenderloins, ribs, chops, or shoulders. Pork is great because there's so much you can do with it. We can't wait to see the recipes roll in.
Learn more at SmithfieldThrowdown.com.
All right, so the news from Monsanto is no, 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 no. We want nothing to do with Bayer's bid of $62 million. The information that was released yesterday on Bayer's all-cash offer for Monsanto shows they're willing to pay $122 a share, which brings it up to $62 billion. The Bayer said, this is a really good deal. And Monsanto said, yeah, so? The Monsanto shareholders weren't. My side read of this is that it doesn't surprise me because the people that run Monsanto are arrogant and the board is arrogant. The people who run it are always going to reflect what the people on the board are all about. And yeah, it's making a lot of money. We'd rather keep the money here rather than sell to some German company. It's just, I have no use for these people, and I've made it clear I have no use for these people. But I do think it's interesting to see how this is another example of one big conglomerate trying to buy out another one. And this goes on not only in our country, but all around the world. So it's just something. And because they're such a horrible company, it's worth a note or two. That's all. Speaking of horrible, the New York City Police Commissioner says, we're talking about rolling cigars, rolling up marijuana, responsible for the vast majority of violence in New York City. Bill Bratton says that states that legalize marijuana are creating nothing but more than a nuisance. The NYPD refused to provide stats on the commissioner's comments. Mayor Blah Blasio loosened the cannabis possession restrictions a year or so ago, and that didn't sit well with Bratton. So Bratton's now going back. He says, I have to scratch my head as we see a lot of states wanting to legalize marijuana with more liberalization of policies, and all it does is lead to more violence, more crime. And you can follow the thread. Makes sense, right? I mean, I don't know what you see.
He's referring to like the dealers. This isn't just like a person buying a dime bag on the street. Like this is referring to on a larger scale. There's a lot of gang violence that's over.
Is it because of the sales of the stuff or because of the use of it or both? People who are using it are doped up. Are they likely to try to take more chances to do stuff like this?
Pretty much statistically, stoners are nonviolent because they're stoned and they're eating
stoned,
and they've got munchies.
Okay, baby, thank
you. They're eating takeout.
50 at the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-509-9777 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-509-9777. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-509-9777 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-509-9777. That's 800-509-9777. 800-509-9777.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now it's 53 after the hour, time for the Daily Tech Talk here on Good Day. French police have raided Google's Paris headquarters as part of a tax and money laundering investigation. Let's find out what that will do to Google stock. And speaking of stock, should you follow Warren Hathaway and Berkshire and buy Apple stock? An investigation into that, plus other items that are on the mind of one Victoria Keeler when it comes to technology. Stand by for that info in a moment here on Good Day.
Jessica, who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things.
Okay, what do you want?
You need to use your Shop Your Way surprise points at Sears before they expire.
I forgot all about those.
I know. Members get free surprise points toward their favorite purchases in-store or online. Check your account at ShopYourWay.com, then use points on anything you want. Sandals, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points are valid until May 25th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. Go to ShopYourWay.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
All right, let's go. 56 past the hour. Facebook is going to follow this good old American ingenuity. I love this. They've got a They had a problem, so now they're fixing it. Would you explain, please, Ms. Keevan?
Well, we've been talking a lot about Facebook and the supposed conspiracy
bias
against conservative news. And, of course, Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, met with a lot of conservative radio hosts and media people, and Glenn Beck was sort of the leader of all of it. And so this is the result of that meeting. This is Facebook's new plan. They said they're going to stop using news outlets like the Wall Street Journal, Huffington Post, and Drudge Report to automatically nominate topics for the trending section of Facebook. And now they're really just going to write an algorithm and base it on what people on Facebook are talking about, which is what people on Facebook thought it was all along. They thought it was just, this is what everyone on Facebook is talking about, that's why it's trending. But it turns out they were actually sucking in news from other outlets. And so they basically said that they said that after the meetings last week, they received a lot of feedback and they decided they're not going to choose any other media outlets. They're just going to eliminate all of it because that seems to be the only way they can fix this problem. So now when you see something trending in the next few weeks, I would imagine, as they rewrite the algorithm, you're going to actually see what people are talking about on Facebook.
All right. So it adds more sort of hooch to the expression, no news is good news. Yeah.
Well, it's only going to be news. I mean, it's an even less reliable news source now.
Right,
exactly. You're not going to get any outside news. You're just getting what people are talking about on Facebook.
All right. So the French police have gone into the Paris office of Google, probing their tax payments. They believe the company owes $1.6 billion in back taxes. Google, not the only one. Number of companies that pays low taxes there, moving the revenue around. Sound like a familiar story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they're headquartered in Ireland. Their European Union base is Ireland and not in Paris. French, this doesn't shock anybody, the taxation situation in France, nuts. Most of the European countries are stupid about taxes, dumber than we are even in terms of how they...
Well, this is how they drive people with actual millions and millions, like the Rolling Stones and U2 and all these European bands. They have to split their time between England and France or France and New York just to avoid being full-time citizens and paying this level of tax. It's incredible.
Stupid. People don't get it. All right.
Yep.
Here's the story. Last week we were talking about Berkshire Hathaway, i.e. Warren Buffett, buying a lot of Apple stock because the Wall Street Journal says, wow, what's happening to this stock? It's going down like a bullet. Boom, ba-da-boom. And then Berkshire Hathaway announces they've bought $1 billion in Apple shares and they're going to continue to buy. So if Warren Buffett says this makes sense, why not? Well, just the fact that he bought it added $18 billion to Apple's market value.
Yeah. It's incredible.
It's like Oprah buying stock in Weight Watchers.
Yes, exactly.
It's the same thing.
He blessed it. He blessed it with his presence.
Okay, he's in. I'm in. She's in. We're in.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.